content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Triangle Business Journal, Kiplinger.com, and AARP Bulletin. From the Triangle Business Journal, dated July 1, 2022, six strategies for buying a home in 2022. You may be considering buying a home in 2022, but have had some hesitations due to the limited inventory in the hot real estate market of the Triangle. Home prices continue to increase in our market, while inventory remains low, making it difficult to navigate a successful home search. While finding a home for the past few years has been challenging, it hasn't been impossible. All it takes is a bit of patience and some strategic thinking, the willingness to get creative, and a knowledgeable real estate expert on your side. As you gear up for your home search, here are six strategies that can work for you through the rest of 2022. Hire the right realtor. Before you choose an agent, do your homework to make sure you find the right one for your needs. You'll want to talk to a few agents before you decide on the right one. It's good to ask questions, review their qualifications, and even check out their social media and online presence to help you find a final and make a final decision. If you've received recommendations from someone you trust, you should follow up with that agent, as friends and families often have firsthand experience you can trust. Zillow reports 1 in 5 realtors come from word of mouth. A good agent will immediately start digging in and asking questions to determine how they can help you. You should feel that you have great energy when communicating with them, and they should be incredibly responsive to you. In short, it should feel right when you found the person you want to help with your purchase. With the right agent on your side, you'll have an easier time negotiating terms and finding the right home for your needs. Know your ideal location. Finding your next home is taking a bit more flexibility than it has in previous years. But what does flexibility look like in 2022? It's all about knowing the situation and locations that are ideal for you. Start by pinpointing the locations that are most convenient to the places you need to be, whether it's work, your kids' school, activities you enjoy, or even proximity to family and friends. As an example, if you know you want to be within the city of Raleigh, you'll need to approach it with the mindset that you might have to trade off things like space and budget for a convenient location. On the other hand, if you work from home, you may have the option to search more broadly for smaller communities throughout the Triangle. Know where you're willing to look before you get too far down the search, and weigh the pros and cons of the locations you're willing to consider. Raleigh and Durham are both ranked as one of the best cities for remote work, so keep that in mind knowing you are in a great spot. Know your wants and needs. You may want to think differently about what you want in a home. You need to understand what you're willing to give up or not give up as you begin your search. Making a list of wants versus needs in your next home can help you to determine what is truly important. Knowing your budget also informs you of what features may rise to the top of your list. Getting pre-approved from a trusted lender will inform you of the budget you have to work within and will help you as you begin your search. With a pre-approval letter, you can make an offer quickly and with confidence. Next, be willing to visit many homes as you look for the right one. You may have to stroll through dozens of homes over the course of a few weeks, but if you stay optimistic, it won't feel quite like a chore. The right one is out there. It just might take a little work to find it. Understand your budget. If you choose to make an offer on a home, know that you'll probably have some competition. If you find a home in your price range, consult with your real estate agent so that they can help you prepare a competitive offer you're comfortable with. If you've already made an offer, remember that closing costs are around 2 to 5%. You should take this into consideration so that you can stay under the cap for your budget. Recent reports rank the average home in the U.S. sold for just 1.3% above asking price through April of 2022. Remember that fact if you're trying to sweeten the deal for your potential next home. Rely on the experience of your agent to understand how to craft a great offer. The great news is it's not always about the price you offer that helps you get the home. Sometimes all it takes is good terms, which can include earnest money, solid due diligence, limited contingencies, warranty request, and closing cost request, and the willingness to make an offer you feel good about. Often, an offer with the right set of circumstances can ensure the sale, not more money. Know your time frame. Ask yourself how flexible you can be with your home search. Today, some of the easiest ways to get the home you want is to purchase new construction. The great thing is, new construction typically doesn't require a large due diligence fee. You can sometimes customize your home depending on when you purchase, and you may be able to plan your move based on your timeline. If you have a home to sell, talk to your realtor about selling strategies that will help you move seamlessly from one home to the next. Approach your home search with an open mind. The market is starting to shift across the triangle, with more homes on the market and new construction catching up. If you stay positive, know your goals and budget, and find the right team to help you, you'll have great success in finding the home that's right for you. From Kiplinger.com, is inflation costing you more as a retiree? Higher prices can sting retirees harder than others for a number of reasons. But here are a few specific types of investments that can help ease the pain. Inflation hurts everyone. It seems to reach every sector, product, and business in one way or another. Whether it raises the cost of heating your home, lunches, or road trips. But if you're a retiree, you can be particularly worried about inflation because your spending habits and income sources might be disproportionately exposed to inflation. This means that changes to the dollar's purchasing power may have a considerable impact on your ability to cover cost of living and maintain your quality of life. Why inflation can hurt retirees disproportionately? Inflation affects people differently, and there are some who may not feel the effects of inflation as much as others. But retirees tend to spend larger portions of their income on items highly affected by inflation. You may spend a large part of your income on housing, food, gas, and health care, all of which are seeing the full effect of inflation. In addition, inflation hurts those who are living off their savings and have limited market exposure that could otherwise provide higher yields. Retirees are much more likely to be dependent on their savings than a working person who may receive a cost of living increase to their salary or consistent raises. As a retiree, when markets are volatile and inflation is at your door, The task of making your money last for the rest of your life can seem daunting. In that respect, inflation is the silent killer of retirement planning. To put it in perspective, there's a commonly used calculation that is used to determine how inflation may affect your money. The rule of 72 is a simple calculation used to assess the effects of inflation on an individual's assets over time. It goes like this. Divide 72 by the inflation rate, and the result is how many years of that inflation rate it would take for the value of your money to have. The recent rise of inflation leaves many retirees with difficult decisions on how to protect their retirement savings while covering their cost of living. For example, if you're exposed to markets you've seen your portfolio fluctuate in value and may suffer from what's known as sequence of returns risk, where you've essentially sold your holdings at market lows, leaving less for an eventual bounce back. On the other hand, if you've played it safe and held your savings in bank accounts, yielding little to no interest, you're looking at higher rates of erosion from inflation. The cost of inflation. Retirees' sources of income tend to be vulnerable to large inflation spikes. Employees can at least make the case for inflation-based raises, but retirees don't have that option. If you're a retiree, most of your income is likely either tied to markets or is in fixed income, two sources that are highly affected by inflation. Pensions are a mainstay of retirement income for many, but this source of income is struggling to match pace with inflation. Most private pensions don't offer cost of living adjustments or COLAs, which means that if you're a retiree relying on pension income, you'll receive the same payments regardless of their diminishing value. While Social Security does offer COLAs, the last increase was 5.9%, which falls short of the 8-9% increase in prices we've seen over the past 12 months, according to the CPI. Because of this, retirees relying on Social Security could see insufficient income for the rest of 2022. Retirees often turn to their savings to get them through retirement. But when inflation occurs, the purchasing power of your savings diminishes, leaving you to withdraw larger amounts of savings to cover your cost of living, effectively shrinking the lifespan of your retirement savings. Similarly, many retirees also utilize certificates of deposits, or CDs, which lock up their funds for a fixed amount of time in exchange for interest payments. Many turn to CDs as a safe, market-neutral investment, but some CD arrangements can last many years, tying up funds you may need to get you through this inflationary period and offering fixed rates that don't match inflation. Plus, withdrawing these funds prematurely can leave you paying hefty penalty fees. But on the other hand, inflation periods can sometimes coincide with market volatility and downturns. The S&P 500 saw roughly a 20% decline from January 3, 2022 to July 1, 2022. If you were relying on IRA distributions within that period, they may have left you taking larger distributions when markets were at relative low, meaning you withdrew a larger percentage of your portfolio. This phenomenon, known as sequence of returns risk, leaves less of your principal amount to benefit from an eventual market rebound, ultimately shortening the lifespan of your IRA. Ensuring that your income keeps pace with inflation is a must, but it's also important to consider whether inflation will mean paying more in taxes. If you've opted for inflation-protected securities that yield you higher income, more income means more taxes, and in some cases, a higher tax bracket. Unfortunately, tax brackets don't adjust in real time, so there may be a period in which your income is taxed at higher rates, despite it covering less of your expenses. Paying more in taxes can be another hidden cost of inflation. Inflation hedges to protect yourself. As mentioned, inflation-protected securities can be a way to keep your income on pace with inflation. Treasury inflation-protected securities, commonly known as TIPS, that's T-I-P-S, offers an interest distribution rate that keeps pace with the CPI inflation rates. This investment vehicle has helped retirees mitigate inflation and maintain their quality of life through retirement without worrying about outliving their savings. However, inflation-protected bonds aren't for everyone. If you seek wealth preservation as opposed to increased income, there are other asset strategies that will achieve those goals without income taxes. Consider including in your portfolio certain stocks and sectors related to precious metals, mining, commodities, and commodity production, such as food, oil, and gas. Holding your assets in these sectors has historically provided wealth protection without increased taxable income through inflationary periods. The bottom line, retirees and their savings face a tough road ahead due to inflation. Income sources for retirees are largely inflation exposed, and their spending habits tend to be on products and services impacted by inflation. But there are plenty of strategies out there that you can keep your retirement on track, whether you're looking to protect your wealth from erosion of inflation or increase your income to keep pace with it. Investing in inflation-protected securities, asset sectors that are historically inflation-resistant, and financial insurance products, such as annuities, are all potential strategies that could help you weather the storm of inflation. Draw your best credit card. Hot deals and terms have returned. This coming from the AARP Bulletin, January-February 2022 edition. A year after the COVID crunch led credit card issuers to cut down on deals, some sweet introductory offers are back on the table. If you're looking to grab some cash rewards or burn a balance, you need not stick with your old cards. You can maximize rewards by using several cards and dedicating each to its best purpose. How many cards? 3 or 4 at most. You don't want so many that you lose track of the bills. Forgetting just one payment can unleash enough penalties and interest to wipe out a year of rewards. And don't even think about playing the rewards card game if you carry a balance from month to month. Chasing after 2% cash back is a losing proposition if you're paying 16% interest on past purchases. Instead, focus on getting your balance to zero. With that out of the way, here are some appealing cards for different types of users. Note that offers like sign-up bonuses and balance transfer deals can change at any time. Everyday users. If you pay off your cards every month, use one that earns rewards, says Sarah Rathner, a credit card specialist at the personal finance site NerdWallet. Otherwise, you're leaving money on the table. One of her current favorites, the American Express Blue Cash Preferred Card, offers 6% cash rewards on groceries up to $6,000 in annual spending, 3% on gas or transit, 6% on streaming services, and 1% on everything else. The $95 annual fee is waived in the first year. You get a $350 bonus if you spend $3,000 in the first 6 months. For a one-size-fits-all approach, Matt Schultz, Chief Credit Analyst with LendingTree, recommends the Wells Fargo Active Cash Card, which has no annual fee. and offers a 2% back on all purchases and has a $200 bonus if you spend $1,000 in the first 3 months. Busy travelers. I'm not a huge fan of travel reward cards because their point systems can be confusing, and the rewards can shift as the underlying airline or hotel programs change terms. A lot of the time, the better choice is a cashback card, concedes Schultz. But he carries rewards cards for hotels and airlines he uses, most in part to get priority boarding. A good travel rewards card will also offer fee-free currency conversions on purchases made abroad. Loyal shoppers. What about cards for certain retailers or purchasers? I like them. My City Costco Anywhere Visa card returns up to 4% on gas and 2% at Costco. My Capital One Saver Rewards card gets me 4% on dining and entertainment, 3% at the grocer, and 1% elsewhere. The Saver card has an annual fee, but like many other reward cards, it has a fee-free version with lesser rewards. And if you regularly use your card and pay your bills, those fees can often be cut. People have more power than they realize to negotiate these terms, Rathner says. If you love one store above all, you can get its branded card. You might get special coupons and discounts on your purchases there. Balance burners. If you're carrying a balance, you can speed up repayment with sign-up bonuses and 0% balance transfer offers, though you'll usually pay an upfront balance transfer fee. The Bank AmeriCard has a 0% interest rate for the first 18 months. The Wells Fargo Reflect card offers up to 21 months of 0% interest if you make minimum monthly payments during the introductory period. Want one card with a little bit of everything? The Chase Freedom Flex MasterCard offers a $200 bonus for spending $500 in the first 3 months, 15 months of 0% interest, 5% cash rewards on travel, book through Chase, and a variety of other 3% and 1% cash back offers. It may be at the sweet spot for anybody who wants to squeeze the most out of the least number of cards. And this article was written by Linda Stern for AARP Bulletin. Our next article is from AARP Bulletin as well, and it is written by Lisa Lee Freeman. A new way to pay. A variation on layaway offers convenience with a catch. On checkout pages of many online retailers, you're more and more likely to see a new payment option, generally known as Buy Now, Pay Later, BNPL. It lets you buy on credit without a credit card, but there are downsides you need to know about. How BNPL works is simple. Along with usual payment choices, such as credit cards, Apple Pay or Google Pay, you'll see an option to pay over time via a service like Affirm, Afterpay, or Klarna. Click through, and if you're approved, a quick credit check may be required. Your tab will be split into smaller payments you make over weeks or months. Depending on the service and your payment schedule, there may be no fees or interest charges. BNPL programs are like buying on layaway, but with a twist. Instead of receiving your purchase after you've made your payments, you get it right away. Offered mostly online, but also in stores through mobile phone apps, BNPL services are exploding in popularity. About 45 million Americans used one in 2021, up 80% over the prior year, estimates the Insider Intelligence Research firm. And as the new BNPL programs gain acceptance, fewer retailers are offering layaway. So what's the catch? There's more than one. And as in the case with credit cards, late or missed payments can result in fees or interest charges, plus a lower credit score. You're not entitled to credit card perks, such as extended warranties or rewards points. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau also warns that BNPL services don't come with the same safeguards provided by credit cards. A problem if you want to return something or you fall for a scam. There are limits on what you can buy. Product categories such as groceries and low-cost personal care items are commonly excluded. And most services have minimum and maximum purchase sizes, $30 and $1,500, for example, at PayPal. But the strongest reason to be cautious is that BNPL programs can tempt you into overspending. 73% of the 1,003 shoppers surveyed by couponfollow.com, for example, said that using BNPL prompted them to purchase more than they would have otherwise. A recent Credit Karma survey found that a third of shoppers who use BNPL fell behind on their payments, resulting in a lower credit score for nearly three-quarters of them. If you have a hard time sticking to a budget and you perhaps lose track of your spending, this could be a risky option for you, says Colleen McCreary, consumer financial advocate at Credit Karma, says New York City financial advisor Tom Hemsky. If you can't afford a purchase, it doesn't help you to spend the payments or spread the payments out. You still can't afford it. We have run out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. I hope you've enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Larry Wilson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us, 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.